Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, aka Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topic to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, whatever have you, if you need any info about me, please feel free to go to my website, what I like to call my one-stop shop, at www.jackieap.com. If you need more info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Type that, chat room. And the chat room's open if you'd like to come in, okay? www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I'm going to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Well, today, as promised, and this is in honor of still celebrating the 6th anniversary of Thoughts for Vision, which I will be celebrating up until next Tuesday. Once again, so, so thank you very, very much for your support, any support that you've been. If you read one blog, if you listened to one radio show, I definitely want to say to you from the bottom of my heart, thank you so very, very much for your support. Just been a blessing. I mean, he carries us through our ups and downs, and this year was a big down, but I just thank God that, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel eventually for whatever you're going through, okay? And just remember that he's always there for you. In the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulations, whatever you're going through, just remember that God is always there for you, okay? But once again, get back to as promised. I'm going to bring to you this special message. Like I said, if you happen to catch the video on Facebook, and you can go to my website, jackieap.com, and click on the Facebook link if you want to check out that video that I posted along with the link leading to the radio show, this specific radio show. We had a powerful revival this past week at West Angeles Church of God in Christ, where my pastor is presiding bishop, Charles E. Blake. We had a wonderful revival, wonderful. I mean, the speakers were in-house, just a wonderful West Angeles family, sharing on their heart, which was the theme, speak to your mountain. Once again, that's speak to your mountain. Do you have a mountain in your life that you need to speak to? And that came from, and I'm going to take the time to find it real quick because I want to read it. The thing came from out of Mark 11:23. And I'm pulling that up. I'm going to pull that verse up so I can read it to you on air. But that's where that thing for the revival this past week came from, speak to your mountain. And I'm going to pull up the verse that was used to bring out that theme. Get it up in a minute. The verse that the theme used is out of Mark 11 and 23. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it both the original King James Version and the New Living Translation, okay? Okay, this is King James, original King James. Once again, this is Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever so say unto his mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said. Now, I'm going to give it to you, for those of you who need some English, a little bit more plain English to it, I'm going to give you the New Living Translation. Okay? Same verse, Mark 11 and 23. And it says, New Living Translation Version says, I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea. And it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. Do you believe that your mountain is going to be moved without any doubt? That's what God wants you to believe. It's according to our faith. It's according to our belief that our mountain can be moved. But you got to believe it. Okay? And like I said, getting back to the revival, such a powerful revival that was put on at West Angeles last week by the evangelist missionaries and the brotherhood. All the speakers were wonderful. But the one who closed it out, who brought the sugar to the Kool-Aid and closed it out on Friday night, was the one, the only, national and international minister of music of the Church of God in Christ worldwide, Dr. Judith Christy McAllister. Now, I know when you hear that name, you immediately think psalmist, because singer is an understatement. She's a psalmist. She brings that anointing to the songs she sings. And I know you know her for that, but do you also know that she is a powerful speaker? Do you know that she is a powerful speaker? Powerful speaker as well as a psalmist. I mean, she has a mantle on her life, and that's why the Lord led her this far through these ranks and whatever she's been through. And she has had a powerful testimony. I mean, when you are about God's business, you're going to go through, but you come out of it with the testimony, okay? And she is just an awesome woman of God. And she spoke to close out the revival Friday night on her subtopic that she gave called I Fight from the Air. Once again, the subtopic of her message on Friday night again was I Fight from the Air. And like I said, that's what's going to be getting played all week on Thoughts for Vision. I'm going to bring to you part one right now, and part two is coming up on Thursday. So be on the lookout for Thursday. And right now, without any further ado, if I have time to come back, I will, but if not, I'll probably just close it out with the clip. Once again, I just want to remind you, speaking of the Church of God in Christ, the Holy Convocation is next week. In St. Louis, November the 7th through the 15th, the 109th Holy Convocation, okay? Church of God Christ Convocation is next week, November the 7th through the 15th in St. Louis. If you want more info about that, please go check out the website, www.kojic.org. Once again, that's www.kojic.org. Type that in the chat room. The chat room is open, guys, if you want to come in. Once again, that's www.kojic.org. And if you want more info about Dr. Judith Christy McAllister, you can go to her website, because I really want to get this clip played. As of right now, I thought I was going to have time to really read a little info, but I'm going to leave you to just go on your own to her website. And her website, if you need more information about Dr. Judith Christy McAllister, go to her website at www.neverendingworship.com. And all these links are in the chat room if you need more information, okay? Once again, to find more information about the Church of God in Christ, any info you need there, www.kojic.org. If you want more info about Dr. Judith Christy McAllister, go to her website at www.neverendingworship.com. With that, without any further ado, I am going to play part one of Dr. Judith Christy McAllister's message on this past Friday, I Fight from the Air. This is part one. Take care and enjoy.
Chapter number 11, and let's read it together for those of us that are reading out of the King James Version. That's good. Amen. Thank God for the peace ministry. Amen. Let's read together. Verse number 12. And all the world, come on, I can't read you. When they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree far off, having leaving, he came. He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of me hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root, and Peter pulling to remember said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou hurt is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. I want you to look at your neighbor and just point that prophetic finger and say, have faith in God. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So far, the scripture, will you repeat after me our subtopic for this evening? I fight from the air. Oh, come on, say it again like you mean it. I fight from the air. God bless you, and you may go to your seat. Thank the Lord. The Apostle Paul instructs us in Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse 10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said to put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How do you know that we wrestle, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood? We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Faith, it is obvious that we are in a war. All you have to do is turn over the TV and flip a couple of channels and you'll see that we are in a war. We are in a fight for our lives. I will think about cancer by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Gave us the seed for the year. We are fighting for salvation in righteousness in a violent and immoral world. And certainly our world is in a quandary. But in a war, one must engage in strategy to win the fight. No one can go into war without the necessary principle and means by which one is to win the fight. And because of the intricate, complicated, and ferocious nature of this war, we must arm ourselves with the weaponry, performance, and given to us by the Father. And tonight, we're going to briefly examine our weapons of praise. Somebody say, my praise is my weapon. We just talked about the fact that in a war there is a strategy. So what is strategy? Strategy involves the same goal, the training actions to achieve those goals, mobilizing resources to execute the action, and a strategy describes how the end of those goals will be achieved by the means or the resource. What our resource tonight is our praise. And Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9 says, let the high praises of God be well. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, come on. Let the high praises of God be well in our mouth. How many of you know that you have power in your mouth? Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those that love shall eat the fruit thereof. The Bible says that the praises of God should be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand. Now what will be accomplished by the high praises of God? And let me put a contract in there. I'll come back in a moment. This is the only text in the scripture that you will see is reflected as high praise. And you know, if we can look from this, that the high praise is always given in an aspect of the law. And so here, as I take that up, take out and talk about what is the goal and what are the resources and the strategy, here it is, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishment upon the people, to find your peace. And their nobles with veterans of iron. To execute upon them the judgment, root, and hearing, put out our this honor has all of his faith. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, let's put a praise on that right now. We have the honor of hearing the enemy. For our purposes this evening, our resource is the word of God. And our goal in this war is to thwart the very plan of the enemy. We move forward into battle with a praise on our lips. Why do we need a strategy? Because we're in a war. We need a strategy because we're in a war. And if we want to win the war, we have to follow the strategy to the letter. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. But they are mighty who come to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every kind of thing that is thought itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring it into captivity, even to the very obedience of Christ. So we must realize that in this war, God has given us the ability to be successful, or to put it in church terms, to have victory. Let's revisit what Paul says in Chronicles of the Ephesians. He said, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Having your loins girt about with truth. So we see that it's right here that the first piece of armor is truth, the loin belt of truth, the piece of the armor that protects our reproductive organs. Truth. My God. There is so much that we need to extrapolate from that, but for the sake of time, let's just say that truth is speak the truth in that heart. Oh, my God. And the Lord is looking for people this day and in this time and this season and in the body of Christ that will not only declare the truth with their mouth and begin to prophesy, but live with their prophesying. Amen. And one of the first things of righteousness is going to be shouted with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all things, the shield of faith. Wherein we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Taking off the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. How many of you know that in order for us to be successful, to be able to have a victory, to speak to that mountain, the Word of God has got to abide on the inside of us? Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You see, there's a two-fold process. Not only do you need to abide in him, but his word has got to abide in you. Look at your neighbor and say, his word has to abide in you. Second thing we must understand that our praise, and we must praise, excuse me, for a posture of victory. Again, I don't fight in the flesh or on this level. I fight from the air and I praise Christ in my reality. That means that you can be in a place where nothing is a praise in the matter that you desire. Thank you.
Now all of us have faith. God can break in to your life.
hear God. You see, because when God is present into your life as He is, all you need is nothing.
Yeah.
Apologies if it's not of the best quality, because understand, I took this at the spur, I recorded it at the spur of the moment on my cell phone. So I used my voice recorder on my cell phone to record it. So my apologies if it's not the best quality. I hope you were able to hear it, hear the majority of it pretty good. But I'm going to stop right there. But we are going to pick this up on Thursday. At 10 a.m. Pacific time, we're going to pick it up, part two of Dr. Judith Christie McAllister's sermon, her subtopic, I Fight from the Air. So stay tuned for part two this coming Thursday, okay, in 2 days, part two coming up, 10 a.m. Pacific time, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you heard how powerful it was. Like I said, my biggest apologies for the quality, but I recorded it at the spur of the moment from my voice recorder on my cell phone, okay? So my apologies if it's not the best quality, but definitely stay tuned. It's coming.